USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is forgiving $10,000 of student loan debt. However, it doubles to $20,000 in forgiveness if the person got a Pell Grant. Meantime, the student loan pause will be extended through the end of the year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is no fan of the move.
Of all the dumb things Joe Biden has done, this may be the dumbest yet. I know it's stiff competition, but just think about how unfair this is for all the Americans who are harmed by this, who are now on the hook for hundreds of billions of dollars of other people's loans.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A group of five buses is unloading illegal immigrants in New York City on Wednesday, making the largest one-day total in Texas's plan to spread the burden. So far, Republican Governor Greg Abbott has sent more than 1,000 illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Voters went to the polls in Oklahoma, New York, and Florida on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau has some of the more notable results.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demming strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday.
Lawyers for Tesla are asking that a California civil rights lawsuit at its assembly plant in Fremont be dismissed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A Florida federal judge is demanding more details on why former President Donald Trump's legal team is requesting a special master regarding the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends that more needs to be made public.
I want a special master to look at what was seized. I don't trust the taint team. I want somebody outside of DOJ to look through these documents to see what is privileged, what is attorney-client.
Graham adding he wants the affidavit to be released to the public. Comments are landing someone who talks politics in the unemployment line.
A political commentator is out of a job after poking fun at former President Donald Trump's appearance during a live telecast, according to a Georgia news outlet. WSB-TV Atlanta cut ties with longtime analyst Bill Crane on Monday following his remarks about Trump's, quote, looming orange face, unquote, and influence in the upcoming midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Trigger laws banning most abortions with limited exceptions are set to take effect in three states, Texas, Idaho, and Utah, on Thursday. When these laws go into effect, a dozen states in total will have banned abortion. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.